I Have Heard of a Land by Joyce Carol Thomas, illustrated by Floyd Cooper. I have heard of a land where the earth is red with promises, where the red bud trees catch the light and throw it in a game of sunbeams, beams and shadow back and forth to the cottonwood trees. I have heard of a land where a pioneer only has to lift up her feet to cast her eyes on the rocks, the fertile earth, the laughing creek, lift up her feet, running for the land as thought, running for her life, and in the running claim it, the skater's life and the work that goes into it. I have heard of a land where the cottonwood trees are innocent, where the coyote's call is a lullaby at night, and the land runs on forever, and a woman can plant her crop and walk all day and never come to the end of it. I have heard of a land where the imagination has no fence, where what is dreamed one night is accomplished the next day. I have heard of a land where the flapjacks spread out big as wagons, where the butter is the color of melted sun, and the syrup is honey stirred thick by a thousand honeybees. I have heard of a land where the winter brings storm warnings and the pioneers wonder whether the scissor trail in spring will ever sing. I have heard of a land where the children swing in homemade swings strung from the strong limbs of trees. I have heard of a land where the crickets skirl in harmony and baby rap to their mothers back in the field laugh more than they cry. I have heard of a land where worship takes place in an outdoor church under an arbor of bushes and the hymns sound just as sweet. I have heard of a land where a woman sleeps in a sod hut dug deep in the heart of the earth. Her roof is decorated with brush. A hole in the ground is stove, and a horse saddle is her pillow. She wakes thinking of a three-room log cabin. And as soon that morning, her neighbors and their sons and daughters help lift the logs and chuck them into place. Together, they hoist the beams high after dinner. They finish the porch where they sit and tell stories. Finally, when everyone else has gone home, she saws the planks for the steps by herself. That night, by a glow of an oil lamp, she writes in a journal, "I raise nearly everything I eat. The land is good here. I grind corn for meal, raise me some cane, and make sorghum syrup, and I feel really, really smart. I make hominy grits from scratch." I have heard of land where the pioneer woman still lives, her possibility reach as far as her eyes can see, and as far as our imaginations can carry us.